The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Story number one.
How does Michael Penix follow up his first start? Does he need to be better? Does he just need to be as efficient as he was in week one? It was week one for him. Mm-hmm. As a rookie? We've got two games left, guys. They're both big. This Commanders game, though, really with the playoff implications and it being a Sunday night, this feels a big and it feels like a playoff game. Randy, what does Penix need to do to follow up that first start?
I'll tell you the funny thing, Carl, because when me and Bunk were out there in Vegas, and the guy who was our host, you know, when you go out there, he was like, oh, they just flexed the Falcons in Commanders game to Sunday night. I'm like, for what? And then you're like, oh, well, you know what? Because, you know, usually, and we'll go back to what happened last week. Like, the Cowboys beating the Bucks don't happen to the Falcons, Carl. You know that, right? That usually don't happen to this squad. And so now, you make it a bigger deal. Because the thing about it, the Commanders still have an outside, chance at winning the NFC East. Because, you know, Jalen Hurts is banged up. He's with the concussion right now. I saw they signed Ian Book. So usually, you know this, Carl, when they sign a quarterback or in a position this late in the week on a practice squad, there's doubts about what's going to happen at that position. And so, but, you know, I think the thing with Michael Penix is, and I'm going back to what you said, I think he's got to play better. I'm not saying he played bad. But he's got to improve off of that performance. Now, you take away, you add those four drops to what he, as far as he did what, incompleted three passes. And I thought that he was well. I thought he processed really good, Carl. I thought that the pressure from the Giants didn't speed him up. And I thought that was going to be my biggest thing was I was curious how that game rush, Carl, that NFL game rush, how he would handle it. And, again, they played well around those five guys protecting him. I thought Bijan, and I say this all year, Carl, this young man has grown so much as a football player, as a three-down back and a blitz pickup. I thought he was outstanding. And, you know, but the thing with Washington is they got that dude, that young boy who's under center, they got that whole team. But Washington ain't that good, Carl. If you want to look totality of the team, I mean, they got some scary terror who didn't practice today. They got some dudes. But as an overall football team, he has them believing. And this young boy right here, Carl, I mean, he had that little law, you want to call a rookie wall, whatever, but he's bounced back in a major way. I still think they lose if Jalen Hurts plays that whole game. But, yeah, this is a playoff-type game because, one, the Falcons, they need this game to go to the playoffs. And, two, the Commanders are looking at it from a standpoint where they don't know what's going to happen in Philly. They're right there. And can they figure out a way to win this that NFC East? So, yeah, I just think Michael Penix – got to play better, but when you say better, I think people look at, well, he got those three or four more touchdowns. No, you just got to keep improving on week to week when you're a young quarterback.
Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about how pleased he was with MPJ's composure.
Yeah, I was really pleased with his composure, his poise, his ability to click through progressions. You know, it was a couple of throws that he wants back, you know, the back shoulder fade to Drake. He probably wants a little bit higher. The missed connection on the early third down, we missed it right before he missed the field goal. He probably wants that back. You know, the decision at the end of the half, you know, not necessarily on him, but, like, he just feels like he can make a better play there and end the half with points. But realistically, man, you know, it was a pretty clean game at the quarterback position.
Whatever,
and I'm very pleased with what he did and how he did it and the support that he had around him.
Whatever. You can't make no better throw than that down on the goal line. Whatever. You can't make them better throw than that.
Raw was talking about the drop passes. You mentioned this. Was that a result of the new quarterback under center? Here's what he said about that.
We kind of talked about that. You know, we figured that would happen. You know, it was a little bit different zip on the ball with Michael. Probably catch you off guard, particularly in the dome. That first play with Ray Ray. That keeper to Drake. Those are the two drops you're referring to that I remember right off the back early. We talked about the reps with these guys, not having as many. So things like that are going to happen. But I do like the fact how we're able to keep playing and pushing and watch the guys get better and better as we went. So that's a positive sign as well.
The biggest improvement since the bye week, guys, has been our pass rush.
Yeah.
And everybody's asking why. So when we asked Kate Nellis this a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last week, and he was like, fellas, I'll tell y'all after the offseason what the change is, but we're going to keep it close to the vest. Raheem Morris was asked about whether he's helping with these adjustments. Listen to this.
So you get a point in a time that you get a chance to go back and evaluate what you have and who you have. And like we all think we know all of these players, but you really don't know these players until you actually have them and you have them at your disposal. And you're able to watch them go rush. And then when you get a chance to watch a walk away and get away, and, you know, Jimmy takes himself and takes a little self-scout like we talked about, and I get away and get a little self-scout. And then when you come back together with a collaborative effort with our D-line coaches and Jock and Jay and all the guys, Timu and all the guys that are involved, you have some thoughts and some visions for what people can do and what they can really do well, and you just bring it to the table. And then, you know, Jimmy can give me the credit, but it's up to all of us really to put them in and implement the things and understand what we want to get done in order for us to rush as one. So when all those things happen, you got to give credit not just to me, but like to really our entire coaching staff for having the humility, first of all, and to come together and do those things and not being just egotistically driven that it's going to be a one-man show that has to have 20 sacks. But how do we rush together in order to get our things?
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To work how we want to make them work.
Well, I think, you know, and I heard him, Kate, because we had Caden on during training camp, and I think one of the biggest things I remember I asked him, Carl, was, because you remember when they signed him, he had like 7.5 sacks, and so you're like, okay, well, is he just an outside pass rusher? And he explained the different ways that the Saints were using him, and then you're like, when he got here, he wasn't used that way. It seems to me this past month when his sack total has jumped, Carl, he's been used a lot how he was as far as just coming off the edge and winning the one-on-one matchups. He's had a sack in 4 straight games. I mean, this dude has been balling lately, Carl. And so, yeah, obviously, because, you know, we talked to the coaches, and you know, everybody says the right thing. We're close. They're rushing well in practice, but you're not seeing the results on Sunday. Now you're starting to see it. Just like you said, some self-scouting. Him and Jimmy, like, okay, this is what we were doing. Let's see if we can put this guy at this position and see where he gets it done. I do believe that that is what happened. They went back to the drawing board, Carl, and looked at it from a standpoint where – and then they're getting healthy, too. And that's one of the biggest things is, like, we always talk about that phrase, next man up. Well, I mean, it was better to have the first man up, and then the next man up can go back to being the next man, you know, instead of being the next man up. And I thought that they've done a great job of having Caden Ellis be a part of this pass rush.
No doubt about it. It is our daily download, guys. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
That boy is something else, man. Patrick Mahomes, 3 touchdowns against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guys, he threw for 300 yards. He hasn't done that since last season. Do you guys realize they are 15-1?
Yes.
And he is not thrown for 300-plus? It's incredible to think how the Chiefs continue to win. And I want you to hear Mike Tomlin real quick before I get your thoughts, Randy, talking about giving Mahomes a short field, and they did that pretty much all day.
You know, he's a quality player. What can be said about him that hadn't been said in terms of his talent? Well, when I think about today, man, I think about the short fields we gave him. The first touchdown drive was 40 yards. We turned the ball over in the second half. I think it was a 20 in that half. And so, you know, I know a guy like him with his talent level and resume, you can't give him short fields and things of that nature. And so, you know, that's where my energies are, what we can control, what we do.
What hasn't been said that's already been said? I mean, like,
you say he's a quality player.
that's typical Mike Tomlin. They get the number one seed, Randy, which he said was the most important thing. But all of a sudden, like, here's what's scary. He's played average for the most part and then been able to win games. But yesterday, like, if you're able to turn this on with a hurt ankle like this, Man, they're scary. They're scary.
Oh, yeah. And the thing with him is they talked about, I think, the hardest thing when you have those injuries, and you saw a lot of it yesterday, is the slowing down part of it. That's when it hurts, Carl. You saw him kind of being tender when he was run out of bounds and trying to slow down. But as long as he's out there, and now they figured out different roles for these players. And I think the one thing that was the offensive line shuffle, Carl, they're still not the best, but it's the best unit, the best five at the position where they have right now. And then, obviously, Kelce's still doing his thing. He breaks Tony G's record yesterday as far as touchdowns for the Kansas City Chiefs. Worthy's not having to be the number one guy. He's going to be the gimmick fast guy. You got Hop as the possession receiver. And so they're playing well. But that's crazy when you just said it is daggone Christmas, and he just thrown his first 300-yard passing game. I mean, I know the biggest thing when people talk about is that all the one possession scoring games they won. But the thing about it, Carl, you said it first, they're 15-1.
It's nuts.
They're 15-1. On the way to, and got the number one seed. So, I mean, Chris Jones did play yesterday, so he's done for the year. He's not going to play. They might as well rest him up. Obviously, they're going to try to figure out how you get Kelce and you get Travis some rest. But, yeah, all that, and yet they're 15-1.
It's crazy.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
That was some flag football quarterback we played way back in the spring.
Oh, my God.
When this dude was talking about how he was better than Patrick Mahomes. All right, real quick, we got to get to story three because there was another game on yesterday, and Lamar did something very special.
Story number three.
And that is he surpasses Michael Vick in all-time rushing yards as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Vick did it, guys, in 13 seasons. Lamar has done it in 7.
Crazy.
It's crazy. We're talking about over 6,000 yards for Lamar. And here he is throwing the ball to Isaiah Likely. As we said, this game was done at halftime. They beat the Texans. Texans scored 2 points. It was just over. But I want you to hear this because, again, he's doing all the things. He's my MVP right now.
Play action. Lamar rolls right. Pumps once. Pumps twice. Now he steps back. Backpedaling. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown, Isaiah Likely. And Lamar Jackson does it again.
What a play, Carl. Like, Danielle Hunter is right there, one of the best pass rushers in football. Excuse me. And Lamar is just playing. He's my MVP, Carl.
Yeah, all right. Hands down.
He's going to have 4,000 yards, 40 touchdowns, and 1,000 yards rushing.
That's insane.
With
it
four
really
interceptions.
Is. Yeah, it's and those, that's the number. The number of picks, right? Kirk Cousins, we know this, led the league and still does, as we speak, in interceptions. This dude's thrown 4. It's crazy.